We're going to talk a little bit about weighing scales. We understand if you've been trying to track or control your weight that you've probably got a complex relationship with weighing scales, a bit of a mixture of love and hate. While it's not possible to completely avoid scales in our lives, becoming obsessed with them can be really detrimental to your recovery. The scales often aren't true. This is because they can fluctuate for various reasons. For example, from the drinks that you're intaking in that day, from your clothing, the time of the day, the food that you intake, and the types of food. So for instance, if you have something that's high in salt, from your bowel and your bladder movements, hormonal changes, and the scales positions, and even the type and the way that you, where you put the scales at. Please be aware that the scales are not always accurate and becoming obsessed with them can be so detrimental to your recovery. You are so much more than a number. Please don't just rely on the scales. Recovery is about so much more. We're going on to take an activity. It's important to remember that weight does not define your health. Therefore, we're not focusing on weight, shape or size during these sessions, and we're not going to set goals based around this. What we are going to set goals around is our behaviours and our challenges. So, turn to the final page so you can undertake this activity. During this activity, we're going to undertake two specific questions with the aim of helping us create some goals around our behaviours and our challenges. Now, it's important to remember that we are not focused on weight, shape or size, but rather our relationship or the impact that our relationship has with food, weight or shape or size. So the first question is, what would I like to change about my relationship with food, weight and shape? And then the second question is, what specific goal would I like to set for myself based on above? So as you can see from my example, I want to not use food to comfort myself. I want to be happy with my weight and not judge myself based on my body and the way I look. My specific goal from this is, I will learn more coping strategies about how to soothe myself when I'm feeling distressed. Have a think now about what you would like to change about your relationship with your food, weight and shape, and how that would then translate into a goal. If you're struggling with this, do speak about it with your practitioner, who'll be able to help you create a goal that's specific and that isn't too unrealistic